Hello there, and welcome to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 386. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we're on track one, which takes us to 1 Kings, and we'll read chapter 15 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. 1 Kings chapter 15. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Abijam became king over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. He walked in all the sins of his father which he had committed before him, and his heart was not wholly devoted to the Lord his God, like the heart of his father David. But for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem, to raise up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem, because David did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and had not turned aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite. There was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa his son became king in his place. So in the 20th year of Jeroboam, the king of Israel, Asa began to reign as king of Judah. He reigned 41 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. Asa did what was right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father. He also put away the male cult prostitutes from the land, and removed all the idols which his fathers had made. He also removed Maacah, his mother, from being queen mother, because she had made a horrid image as an Asherah. And Asa cut down her horrid image and burned it at the brook of Kidron. But the high places were not taken away. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was wholly devoted to the Lord all his days. He brought into the house of the Lord the dedicated things of his father and his own dedicated things, silver and gold and utensils. Now there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and fortified Ramah in order to prevent anyone from going out or coming in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold which were left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hand of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, the son of Tabrimmon, the son of Hezion, the king of Aram, who lived in Damascus, saying, "Let there be a treaty between you and me, and as between my father and your father. Behold, I have sent you a present of silver and gold. Go, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me." So Ben-Hadad listened to King Asa, and sent the commanders of his armies against the cities of Israel, and conquered Ijon, Dan, Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Kinneroth, besides all the land of Naphtali. When Baasha heard of it, he ceased fortifying Ramah and remained in Tirzah. Then King Asa made a proclamation to all Judah. None was exempt, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and its timber with which Baasha had built. And King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah. Now the rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? But in the time of his old age he was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father, and Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. Now Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, became king over Israel in the 2nd year of Asa, king of Judah, and he reigned over Israel 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin which he made Israel sin. Then Baasha, the son of Ahijah, of the house of Issachar, conspired against him. And Baasha struck him down at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, while Nadab and all Israel were laying siege to Gibbethon. So Baasha killed him in the 3rd year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his place. It came about as soon as he was king, he struck down all the household of Jeroboam. He did not leave to Jeroboam any persons alive until he had destroyed them, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, and because of the sins of Jeroboam which he sinned and which made Israel sin, because of his provocation with which he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? There was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha, the son of Ahijah, became king over all Israel at Tirzah, and reigned 24 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, which he made Israel sin. May God bless the reading of His Word. Let's talk for just a minute about King Asa, who ruled over Judah for 41 years. As we read about all the kings of Israel and Judah, we'll see that roughly half of the time the kingdoms had good kings, and half the time they had bad kings. But generally, the bad kings had short reigns, and the good kings had long reigns. Asa was one of the good kings. We're told here that he did right in the sight of the Lord, like David his father. Now, of course, the word father here means ancestor. Don't be confused. He made some important changes that I'm quite sure were not at all popular. He got rid of the sexually immoral religions, the male prostitutes, the idols, and the Asherah poles that were despicable in the sight of God. They were a blight on the land, and God hated them. He even deposed his grandmother, Maacah, called his mother in our text, from her position as queen mother because she had built an Asherah pole. All of these things had become entrenched in the culture, despite God's command to have no other gods before him. But of course, people had turned away from God. But Asa was a man who loved God and was willing to make unpopular decisions in order to do what was right. Would that our leaders would do the same. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 386.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Be sure to subscribe to the Lifespring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app. That way you'll never miss an episode. Have a great weekend. Get some rest. Spend time with God's people. And Monday, when we're all back together again here at the Lifespring Family Audio Bible, we'll be back in the book of Revelation. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.